Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in again. I'm happy to be here and to have the opportunity to share and connect with all of you. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record, and I am going to explore Oneness Chapter 5 today. We're getting to it. We've read over the last year or so, we've read, usually a chapter a week or every 2 weeks, maybe even longer than a year, but there's 44 chapters, and I don't know, I'd say we're well over half, maybe two thirds of the way through. And today, chapter 5 is what popped up in the random number generator when I plugged it in to see what vibrational, uplifting, ascension, understanding, perspective wanted to be shared. As you guys know, I refer to this book as the guidebook for ascension. It really does. For me, I read it originally like 10 years ago, and it's been such a gift to get an idea of the things that you can expect along the path to your new self, your expanded version of self that is emerging as you expand your awareness of what the heck is actually going on here in 3D reality, who and what you truly are. And this book was the information was received and transcribed by Rasha in 1998. And it's, just such powerful material. And you don't have to necessarily read it in order. So I've been reading randomly in chapter 5 today. Before I jump into chapter 5, I would like to read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. Not only do they help us to reach new people, but they also help to fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. Whenever I get feedback from you guys, it means the world to me. And a meditative state wrote aligned in integrity and purpose. And once again, this is on iTunes. And there's other places you can review now as well. Like Castbox is an app that is amazing and actually supporting the show. So I highly recommend following over there as well. You can find, of course, podcasts, all kinds of places, but not many allow you to leave reviews. So please do if you haven't. And this one came in by a meditative state, as I said, and they wrote, I've been listening since the first episode with Sivan Bomar. Oh, Sivan's awesome. Go back and search those if you guys haven't heard Sivan Bomar. By the way, you can go to positivehead.com and there's a search feature so you can find any archived episodes by keyword or the name of the person that was a guest in this case. So his name is Sivan Bomar is the last name. Okay. I've been listening since the first episode with Sivan Bomar. Yep, been following and supporting quietly for that long. Been in the Facebook group from its inception as well. I haven't written a review because the timing wasn't right. Sure, many an episode was synchronized with what I needed at the time of listening or what I knew a friend needed, but not like this. Of course, I've been telling people about the podcast for that long too. Texting and emailing episode links to friends, family, coworkers, students, and life coaching clients like, you need to listen to this. I can only help you but so much. You need to subscribe and take action. So, this time I was awakened around 2 a.m. Thoughts of unfinished work. Opened the laptop, and an hour later it was done. I closed the laptop and decided to shower and head back to bed. Then I remembered that one of my to-dos was to schedule a landmark education communication course for the summer. I live in LA and completed the curriculum for living 2006 to 2008. I went back to the laptop and added it to my calendar for later in the week. Then remembered one of my keys to success is to follow my intuition. Thanks, Brandon. So I checked the schedule on my phone while heading into the bathroom and did a cursory review of options. I usually listen to podcasts or meditative music in the shower, and it's been a few weeks for the positive head. I flipped through available options and saw episode 701 on integrity and authenticity. I couldn't deny the alignment, so I pushed play, hopped in the shower, and found my purpose for the day. Now it's off to sleep for some awesome dream adventures, and I'm already excited about the rest of the day will bring when I wake up. The kicker for me this time, and why I'm finally writing a review, was that the split-second thought that occurred after I closed my laptop, after I had done what there was to be done, after I thought it was time to move on, was a nudge from my heart telling me, "You're not done." It was a whisper, but it was not gentle. It was like a booming whisper, if that makes sense, with infinite authority saying, "You know you forgot something." So, Brandon, it's the heart that speaks, and when given the opportunity, can guide us effortlessly to our next and grandest self step by step. It was my heart that pushed me one step further after all the societal expectations and programs ran their course, and I gave myself a window of freedom at 3 a.m. that led me perfectly to an episode that was not just what I wanted to hear that day, but for that exact moment. This synchronicity I cannot deny. Keep up the good work. Okay, so I just got chills with this review. Thank you for writing in. I woke up this morning to a message from a listener who has written a couple times, who has received insights or downloads or intuitions pertaining to my journey. And actually, I referenced it a few weeks ago on the podcast where there was a whole synchronicity with what Heather wrote me. And pertaining to the episode where, you know, I talked about fears processed with my son, and I actually had an emotional moment on the show. And you guys probably remember that if you caught that episode. And she wrote in and there was some synchronicity around multiple synchronicities at that time. So she just wrote me again this morning. I woke up to it, and she said, "Not sure why, but feeling an overwhelming sense of tears wanting to flow with your essence attached to them. The voice says you need a hug or to be held and allow yourself to release. For real. Release. Not just surface release. Not sure if this will resonate with you. Still trying to understand. And I still feel silly sending these messages to you. Hope you have a great day, Brandon." Dang it, there's more. And then in quotes, "You're not done. Okay, thanks. That's it. Haha." Okay, so I received that this morning when I woke up, and I was like, not sure, but I have an idea what it could be suggesting in connection with the last message her and I had and what I've experienced since then. You guys, if you heard my Aya journey, it was a lot of releasing layers of fear, right? And then I went on to say, "I've experienced layers of release around fears, but maybe more necessary. We shall see. Thank you for sharing." Well, the last thing she sent me was in quotes, "You're not done." What's the one thing in quotes in this big review by a meditative state? "You're not done." Okay. Getting that message. The only thing to fear is the fear of fear, is what Tony Robbins says. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm not fearing fear anymore. Whatever layers need to be processed, let them be processed. And yeah, powerful. All right, let's jump in. Oh, before I do jump in to reading here. Wow, that was quite the unfolding there. Let's see, where do I want to go next? I'm going to go ahead and share another magical story real quick in regards to the Demiurge completion, the painting. Actually, you know what? I'm going to share that one for tomorrow because I'm on a little bit of a time crunch here, and it's going to take a minute. So note right here, you guys, the painting, the Demiurge story has continued to unfold, and I'm going to tell you all about that tomorrow. In the meantime, before I jump into chapter 5 from Oneness, For those of you, people have been reaching out that want to participate in the transformation cleanse, the Purium transformation cleanse. Over 60, 70 of us did it last month, and more are going to be doing it this month. For me, it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made for myself, honestly. My relationship with food has been reset, as Dave Sandoval talked about. You can hear and learn all about this, by the way, at positivehead.com/transformation. It's everything that I hoped it would be. Every feedback I've received, I haven't talked to all 60 or 70 people, but the ones who have given feedback are absolutely thrilled. So highly recommend that. You guys check that out if you're interested. There will be folks doing it together beginning on the 21st. And of course, you can always just do it at your own pace solo as well, or with friend or family member, whatever. But yeah, it's been epic for me coming to the very end of the, it's a 40 day plan with 10 days. That's a transformation in the middle where you have, you know, mostly these shakes and products and very little flex foods. You can have a few, you know, some flex foods, but the 10 days was way easier than I expected. 40 days is coming to an end. You know, for me, the core four things that I'm taking are going to go well beyond this 40 days. I'm taking them for the rest of my life. I feel amazing. It's giving you superfoods each and every day. So highly recommend that. If you guys are interested, you can go to positivehead.com/transformation. The code, coupon code, where you get 25% off is positivehead, all one word. You can also write us at purium@positivehead.com if you have questions. All right, let's dive in. And the Demiurge story will continue to unfold tomorrow. For now, Oneness Chapter 5. Let's see what the topic is. Releasing the cellular imprinting of your experiential history. Peeling back the layers of emotional density that have been dormant for lifetimes. Navigating the depths of your own experiential rites of passage. Okay, so this is interesting because my Aya journey that I talked about recently on the show and processing fears, and now, you know, this synchronicity that's unfolded this morning about continuing to do that, it really, a lot of it felt like in my DNA, historical, ancestral, dealing with wounds and, you know, energy from well beyond this lifetime. So this is an interesting chapter already, that the title seems to resonate with what's the vibe that's going on here. Let's see what's in it. All right, chapter 5. The higher purpose to which you have directed the focus of your intent in these times has recognized that desire within you and has responded. The nature of that response is oftentimes not discernible until one is well invested in the process. And the evidence that heralds that profound shift in focus often stimulates symptoms that are more indicative of a setback than a progress. It is essential that the peeling back of the layers of experiential history imprinted within your cellular structure be accomplished systematically and completely, so that you're able to liberate yourself from the constraints of the themes that characterize this lifetime. Were this cellular imprinting to remain unreleased, the energy patterns would continue to trigger repetitions of situations calculated to stimulate dramatic emotional responses in areas where resolution and completion may have been achieved. It is entirely to be anticipated that dramas and interactions transpire that bring into definition and absolute clarity the key emotional issues with which you have been working toward resolution in recent times. It is in your highest possible interest that you permit yourself the experience of these emotional responses when circumstances manifest them for you, in order that the corresponding patterning can be eliminated from your energy field. By resisting the inclination to repress such responses when, on an intellectual level, one would believe oneself to have transcended such feelings, one is able to make the shift to a new level of consciousness, unencumbered by a lifetime of experiences that have reached completion. As the energies continue to accelerate, you can expect to experience profound levels of emotional response, as each life theme, like a chapter unto itself in an ongoing saga, is permitted to culminate as vivid awareness. And simultaneously, one can anticipate the feeling of being intellectually and emotionally uninvested in the outcome of such dramas. Interestingly, there's two like black dots here on this particular chapter that just almost look like they're printed on the page, or I don't know if they got there. They're almost like perfect circles. So I don't know if it's like, it's kind of strange. So let's read this whole chapter, or I'll read from start to finish, basically where these dots land. If that's something that we should focus on, perhaps, maybe. And simultaneously, one can anticipate the feeling of being intellectually and emotionally uninvested in the outcome of such dramas. One experiences a sense of total detachment from the very situations that might have led one into battle previously. And that's basically the area where these two imprints or dots are. One feels indifferent to issues that might once have characterized one's entire personal history in this lifetime, and one arrives at a state of being that, at last, appears to be free of the constraints of the past and is ready to begin anew. This is the process in which you are engaged in the present period, and this is the process of many with whom you interact daily. It is a footnote to these times, provided here as a reminder to you that the dramas into which you may be drawn as either observer or participant may not need to be taken at face value. It is with an informed and elevated perspective toward the concept of emotional processing that you are best equipped to deal with it. The consideration you are able to extend to another being who is in the throes of transformational completion can impact the duration of that process and the role you play in it. It may well be that you have been cast in the role of trigger for the emotional release work in which another being is engaged, and it may appear to you that the individual in question is overreacting to your prompts. Yet, from that other person's perspective, your reactions are extreme aberrations of a movie that is worn thin from endless reruns. Both are correct. For differences in perspective characterize the perfection of this process and enable each participant to glean the appropriate insights inherent in the drama. Once this often painful period is completed, the horizon once again comes into view, and one ceases to see oneself as lost in a momentum that seems devoid of direction. For the direction is within the depths of one's own cellular structure. In the process of combing those depths for displaced fragments of one's consciousness is the way out of a lifetime that may have come to be imprisoned by them. Approach with gentleness and with compassion the beings with whom you share experience in this time frame, for each of you is performing to the very best of his abilities, playing out roles that have been preordained and not without a certain measure of discomfort all the way around. Know that it is in the highest interests of all concerned that one is prepared to see the experience through to completion and not succumb to the temptation to exit the stage in a fanfare of self-righteousness. It is far too easy to see the flaws in the thinking and responses of another being than to see the same in oneself. Rest assured that your own performance is equally marred from the perspective of the beings with whom you co-create your in-dramas. And the tendency toward the necessity to appear right in the eyes of onlookers only serves to undermine the objective of the interchange. Ultimately, you are able to perceive the overview of the drama. You are able to release the energy charge inherent in attachment to a conditioned perspective. And you are able to move forward in tandem with those whose differences were catalysts for the monumental shift that is the end result of the process. Once you have arrived at a place of balance with the energies in question, you will be able to recognize, in retrospect, the significance of scenarios that have surfaced for resolution. You will perceive instantly the sense of familiarity about the dramas that have unfolded. In your recognition of the common theme being represented, once the heat of the moment has passed, will continue to reinforce for you the identification of the patterns of experience that are presenting themselves to you for completion in these times. Each time you complete a poignant episode and the emotional release of the underlying energy charge has been achieved, you will be able to see that it is yet another example of an experience that has happened over and over again. You can expect the pattern to continue to repeat itself for some time to come as you bring to the surface and release the layers of vibration held within your energy field. Allow the episodes of greatest intensity to play out unimpeded. Four, your judgment of the depth of your feelings could serve to inhibit the authenticity of your response, should you permit your mind to get in the way. The objective here is not restraint, but rather release. Your most profound emotions are being triggered intentionally, not for the purpose of reinforcing your proficiency in repressing them, but with the objective of stimulating a profound reaction. In this way, you can begin to anticipate categories of interaction you are likely to experience. Yet, recognition of the underlying theme being represented does not eliminate the need for experiential episodes to continue to manifest. For it is in the repeat stimulation of the feeling body that the vibrational release is achieved. Your mentalized tracking of the journey is merely a fascinating footnote for you of the actual work being undertaken here. For your cognitive grasp of the process is far less significant than the manifestation of the emotion your circumstances are stimulating. You can expect familiar episodes of dramas on key themes in your life to intensify as you delve deeper into the process of release. The manifestation of situations that are even more intense than before does not indicate that you have failed to release the emotional charge or to grasp its significance. The escalating intensity of your life experiences in this phase of your journey indicates a progression in the release work being undertaken. The more significant levels of this work cannot be approached before certain preparatory experiences are allowed to transpire and to be processed. This aspect of the journey is a product of peeling back the layers of experiential density to reveal levels of intensity that lay dormant, often for lifetimes. As you begin to piece together your core understandings of the categories of experience you are resolving, you will have the sense of the timelessness of some of these themes. Profound levels of pain, grief, hurt, disappointment, and other reactions to the cataclysmic events in your cellular history now have the opportunity to be revealed to you through the vehicle of your emotions. When you encounter a depth of emotional intensity that is disproportionate to the incident at hand, know that it is entirely possible that you have arrived at the point where past life energetic patterning is able to surface and be released. It is not necessary for you to know or to understand the significance or the details of these dramas that are being acted out by other levels of your own consciousness. What is needed on your part is your willingness to be present in the authenticity of your reactions to the extreme levels of feeling prompted by catalyst in this life drama. And be less concerned with whether or not your reactions are out of character or out of proportion to the instances in question. You will come to understand in the fullness of time the necessity to go through the depths of your feeling body with the objective of coming face to face with the vibrational evidence of your complete personal history. All elements must be brought into balance in the fullness of this stage of your journey in order for you to be ready to approach the deeper levels of this process. The significance of this part of your transformational work is not to be underestimated. For it will not be possible for you to move forward and ascend to the higher levels of perception that are possible for you with retained levels of emotional densities. These times are about tuning in fully to the vibrational history imprinted within you and allowing yourself and the others in your inner circle the grace of expressing fully what is represented there. You can anticipate being taken to the heights and to the depths of your feeling body's capacity to attune you to subtle levels of perception and response. Your vibrational structure is being recalibrated to the higher frequencies so that you can withstand the intensity of the new levels without succumbing to the backlash of unreleased residual density. Your awareness of the reality of these changes and your willingness to allow yourself to flow with the pace of this process will ease for you the trials of this transformational period. You will be guided from within at levels beyond your consciousness awareness to navigate the depths of some of these experiential rites of passage. The key words here are trust and surrender, and your willingness to relinquish the need to control and direct your transformational journey will ease for you some of the roughest terrain. Trust that there are levels of consciousness within you that understand precisely what is happening and why it is necessary that you be subjected to this period of upheaval. Your own inner trust, demonstrated at the times when your feelings defy your logical mind, will help you to complete the experiences with ease and to accomplish the objective in drawing them to you. Know that you are most decidedly on track, despite the sense that life as you know it often seems to be derailed. For radical change is the order of the day in these times, and this level of change is experienced by everyone and everything in your physical world. Life was never meant to be the straight and narrow road you were taught to envision. This lifetime was pre-programmed with a rich itinerary of convoluted detours to the destination towards which you travel. It is the deviation from what you may have expected that makes this journey fascinating and rewarding in the ways that really matter. You will look back upon this time of intensity and upheaval with a rarefied perspective that is only possible in retrospect. For, by that time, you will be able to integrate new levels of perception into your understanding of what really happened to you in these times and why. And although that depth of clarity may elude you for some time to come, you can anticipate a time when the dust will have settled. And in the peace of that time of resting, you will have embraced a new direction and a new level of focus that would have not been possible had you not traversed the rocky patches of these times. Many are traveling by your side whose experiences may or may not parallel your own, and it is best to resist the inclination to judge your own process or that of others. For each of you is engaged in the perfection of his own personal journey to oneness, and each is contending with an individualized program of experiences calculated to bring you into the fullness of your capacity for the transcendence of this level of reality. None of you has the same burden to bear in terms of the levels of density brought forth into this incarnation, and none has been afforded a shortcut that would eliminate the need to detoxify your energy field of all that it carries on every possible level. Each of you is engaged in the process of cellular purification on physical and non-physical levels that will enable you to rise to the fullness of your capacity for humanness in this physical form. And each of you is realizing that potential according to your own timetable and in your own way. Allow the brothers and sisters who journey by your side the grace to experience their experience as they see fit. And resist the inclination to attempt to direct the process of others according to understandings you may have realized along your own path. You are here for your journey alone, and even though you have been provided the comfort of much camaraderie along the way, each of you is, in actuality, flying solo in your moments of truth. You will touch down in this reality repeatedly along the way as a reference point, and there will be the familiar landscape of fellow beings and circumstances to give the journey definition. Yet in essence, you are making the pilgrimage on your own. You are often bouncing between realities without even knowing that it's happening, and you are learning how to stabilize the energies of those moments and to take command of their effects on the reality you perceive as your life. These are the skills to be garnered now, as you come to grips with the ever-shifting scenery before you. Do not expect your life to return to normal. That's not what you had in mind when you embarked on this odyssey. Normal is a concept that has no frame of reference in the realities for which you are preparing. What can be expected from this point forth is the magical fluidity of every moment and the sense of peace in knowing that your life will never be the same again. Wow, that was an intense chapter. Chapter 5. Woo! Welcome to the show, everyone. Here we go. It continues to unfold. You can do this. I can do this. We can do this. We are together and alone and together. And I couldn't be happier to have such beautiful spiritual pilgrims, spiritual psychonaut adventurers, spiritual gangsters, you name it. We're it all. We've done it all. And whatever shall be, will be. I trust, have faith, and much love for each and every one of you. I have a song to leave you with. This one today is called Breathless. It's by Tristan DeLige. Hope you enjoy as you journey out into your wonderful, wonderful, wild world that is your own private universe. Till next time, journey well.